Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Today, we are talking on a huge question you guys have been asking about really since New Year's began, which is, how do you find more clarity in your life? So let's go over some notes I've got for you here on clarity. Okay, so this is a session on how do you get or find more clarity in your life, especially if you're at that stage where you're like, wow, I want to go to the next level of success and performance in my life, or I'm not sure exactly what I want, or you just feel like you need a little more like clarity and connection and intention each day. I'm going to give you some tools and some ideas in the session that will really help with that. First, I think I should share with you what's the outcome of clarity. In that, you know, when we were studying the world's most successful people, trying to figure out, like, what's the difference with them and underperformers? Many of you guys know one of the number one things that makes a difference with a high performer versus an underperformer is whether or not they actively are seeking clarity in four major areas of their life. They're seeking clarity about self. Like, who am I? What am I about? What matters to me? What's most important to me? They were seeking clarity about their social interactions. How do I want to treat other people? What do I want my relationships to be like and feel like? They're seeking clarity about skill. Like, what's a skill I need to develop so I can deliver more, be better, you know, hone my craft? And number four, they're seeking clarity about service. What's the difference that I want to make in the world? Or what would make this effort feel meaningful or fulfilling or satisfying or leave a legacy here? These are things they're wondering about. The outcome is that we want clarity in those areas. Because guess what? When I have clarity about myself, who I am, what matters to me, I'm more likely to make decisions that support that, right? I'm more likely to stay on my path. When I have clarity about social, like how I want to treat other people, my social interactions, I'm more likely to have great quality of relationships, which deepens my satisfaction and joy of life. When I have more clarity about the skills, I'm more likely then to develop the competencies needed to succeed in my given area of emphasis. And when I have more clarity about how I want to serve, I'm much more likely to feel connected, satisfied, and grateful for my journey. So I hope that makes sense. Those are just kind of the outcomes. High performers have great levels of clarity for self, social, skill, and service. But I know the questions, but how do you develop that clarity? Like, what are some ideas? So I have four big ideas for you today on how to develop more clarity in all those areas or in any other major area of your life. Because maybe you're at that a different life stage right now. The kids have left school, or you're starting a new business, or you're considering what your career is going to be, or you've just had some changes in your life and you're trying to figure out like what's next. Here's some simple things to keep in mind for clarity. Number one, clarity comes from daily reflection and scoring. If you've never been to one of my seminars or trainings before, I hope you will go one day because you'll see how important it is to have frameworks for measuring our life and for assessing our life. I mean, a lot of you guys have my high performance planner, I hope. And if you ever open up the high performance planner, what did we put right up front? Right, we put up these assessments, like here's 10 areas to measure your life and score your life every single day. Here's all the high performance habits and how to score yourself in each of these areas. Why did we do that? Because having a framework to contemplate on a daily basis and score yourself on, that's how you develop greater levels of clarity. See, most people actually have clarity, but it's surface level clarity, so they're frustrated. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I really want. They kind of know what they like, but they don't know what they really want because there's no depth there yet. Well, you're not going to get a deeper level of clarity in your life until one day you start honing how you reflect on your life. It's why you must have an evening journal. It's why you need to have like categories or values that you're rating and reviewing in your life on a weekly or monthly basis. It's just the extraordinary power of reflecting more often. You want more clarity than most people? Reflect more often than they do. But also give yourself the gift of scoring yourself. I'm always asking myself all these questions, you know, that keep me high performing. Like, on a level of 1 to 10, what's my level of vibrancy and presence right now? And if I'm a 1, that means I know I'm dead. If I'm a 10, it means I know I'm showing up. I'm bringing joy to the moment. I'm engaged. So a simple high performance trick that I'm always teaching people, start scoring yourself on scores of 1 to 10. 1, you suck. 10, you're great. And just know what categories you want to measure yourself on, listen, each day. Please hear that. What are the categories you want to measure yourself on every day? See, in the high performance planner, you're measuring things like your health, your mental, your emotional areas of your life, your partnerships or your love. You're measuring family, friends, relationships, mission, experiences, spirit, finances, learning, growth. You're measuring all the high performance habits. And it's by observing yourself in these areas that you want to monitor and measure more often that you start to hone clarity. Does that make sense? It takes daily reflection to get real internal spiritual clarity in life. I just deeply believe that. You're not just gonna one day suddenly have amazing epiphany where everything becomes clear, what's going to happen in real life is you're going to observe your life more consistently, more often, reflect more on what's important to you, and score your performance and score your passions and score the areas of your life. Done consistently over a period of time, it's like, I know myself. I know what's important to me. I know how I'm doing. I know what I'm passionate about and what I love and brings me positive emotion. Let's go. And that's where not only clarity happens, but a new level of confidence in life, because you know yourself. You got it? So finding clarity begins with daily reflection and scoring if you really want to achieve a higher level of clarity. Number two, I want you to follow and record positive emotions more often. Follow and record positive emotions more often. What does this one mean? It means, guess what? Throughout the day, throughout the week, if you think about last month even, you had so many great moments. You had moments of insight, of clarity, of ahas. You had learnings. You had good days. You had moments of interaction that were surprising or funny or joyous or connected, but you didn't record them. They happened. You're like, yay! And the next day, you were back at the grind. And you didn't notice there's a theme. There's a through line of things, people, experiences, topics, learnings that give you positive emotion. And so what happens for most people, they're literally reinventing the wheel every day. Every time they get in that moment, it's New Year's or whatever, and they're like, I don't have any clarity in my life. It's because it's the very first time they're even observing. I want you to follow the through line of positive emotion in your life, because there's been topics, there's been skills, there's been adventures, there's been experiences, and people you've worked with or known, and there was a lot of positive emotion around there. Clarity is saying, what is that? And wisdom is saying, get around it more often, baby. Get around it more often. Once you observe it and you see it and you can recognize the pattern, you're like, oh. So how do you do that? I'm begging you, have an evening practice to record those areas of positive emotion. What did you enjoy today? What did you like today? What seemed good today? Even if it's just like, oh, I liked reading this article about this topic today, write it down. Oh, I liked this conversation I had with this person. What did you talk about? Write it down. Oh, you know what? When I did this thing with these people, I really enjoyed that. Write it down. By more observing that pattern of positive emotion and experiences, you're more likely to tease out what's important to you. And again, once you tease out what's more important to you, you're more likely to commit to it, stick to it, and do it. I know you get this, but common sense is not always common practice. So my question to you, my high-performing friends, is do you have the daily practice of this? Because don't hope for it to happen one day. Third big idea, to get clarity, you need to get training. This is so vital. I know so many people who have hopes and dreams, but they're like, I don't know what to do. And if you've ever heard me teach before, I'm always saying the time to have the map is before you enter the wood, right? Before you enter the woods, that's when you want to have the map. What most people do is they run in the woods, they wander around, they get lost, they get distracted, they get scared, they freak out, they run around, they hope for escape and survival, and they never really had a plan. And so they started looking for clarity too late. There is nothing that you want to do in your life that someone has not already done at an unbelievable high caliber of excellence. Your job is to find that person and get training from them or mentorship from them or insight from them. Where that means you read their biography, you join their online courses or their programs, you go to their, you know, events or their seminars, you consume and observe from those who have already been there before. But listen, stop browsing for inspiration and start studying for education.
Stop browsing for inspiration and start studying for education. Or let me use another word, make it more alliterative. Stop browsing for inspiration and start studying for instruction. See, most people are just browsing all sorts of things. Everyone always says, Brendan, what are you reading? And whatever I'm ever reading on a book, it's because I'm training on that topic. I don't do a lot of browsing. I go, I want to learn this. I want to understand that. I want to master that. And then I get books about that. I buy online courses for that. I sign up for coaches or mentors to do that. I go to conferences for that. I am always in training because it's in training that the insight comes, the aha, and yep, that clarity. Everyone's like, Brendan, how do you have so much clarity in your career? I'm like, because I've studied so many people. I've gotten so much training in my career. I've gotten training from how to use my voice, how to speak on stage, how to set up these goofy cameras, how to do this Instagram-y thing. Like everything. I never wander into stuff dumb. And that's the power of being a high performer. You seek clarity and then act. Instead of acting from impulse or fear, I act from instruction. I follow the step. I follow the map. And that's how I outperform people so fast. And I know you've heard this idea before, but again, common sense is not always common practice. And that's why so many potentially great people fail to reach their greatness. I hope this makes sense to you. Last big idea. Yeah. So first one, you need daily reflection and scoring. Number two, you need daily following and recording of what were the positive emotions experiences so you can find that through line and stick to it more. Number three, you got to get training. I mean, real training. And number four, you've got to decide to dive deep in the areas of your life. So many people are like skating on the surface of life. They don't have any depth. And so they don't feel like they have like spiritual connection or that insight that they really want that feels like wisdom that comes from the clarity that only comes from depth. The development of depth in our life, depth in your craft, depth in your skill set, depth in your relationships. You know, when they ask people in relationships, do you feel that your partner understands what's important to you? Do you feel that your partner asks you lots of questions, understands, validates, cheers you on, encourages you, is responsive to you? Most people say no. And then when they ask them, well, have you tried to cultivate a deep, meaningful relationship with them? Like, have you? People all the time go, well, not really. It's like they're in a relationship by proximity, but there's no depth of intimacy and real connection there at an emotional or spiritual level because they're not diving deep in the relationship. They got, you know, half a toe in, as they say, you know, they're not really all in. But when you're really all in on something, you get greater insight on that, right? It's like when I study something as an example, I don't just read one book on it. I might read 7, 8, 9, 30, 50 books on it. I go way deep. And the deeper that you go, the greater depth you develop, the more that natural intuitive insight comes that most people are thinking about. They're like, most people are just like, I don't know what's right for me because they never connected to a deeper level of them with themselves in their relationships, in their skill set, their career, their vocation, their purpose. And I'm here to tell you, unless you start going deeper into the moment in life, that's presence. Deeper into your skill sets, deeper into your relationships, deeper into your experience of life by recording some of it and writing it down and reflecting on it. You'll never have the insight that we call intuition, that sense of clarity that we have at a spiritual level. I hope that serves you all today. This topic of clarity is a big one. So I'll remind you that you can listen to that entire chapter I wrote of my book, High Performance Habits. There's a chapter called Seeking Clarity. You can listen to the entire thing for free on The Brendan Show. I think it was season 2 on The Brendan Show, my podcast, where I uploaded the entire audiobook of my book, High Performance Habits, literally the entire audiobook for free as season two. So you'd have to go back to The Brendan Show, scroll all the way down to season two, and you can download every chapter of the book, including the chapter on seeking clarity if you'd like more insight on this topic. Or of course, go to my YouTube channel. There's dozens and dozens of videos on personal development, on finding your purpose, on setting goals, on how to achieve things faster, on how to deepen relationships, on how to deal with anything that you're dealing with in your life. It's a true library for free over on my YouTube channel. So I hope you'll check that out. We've been recording these sessions and we're throwing them up on the Brendan Show podcast this season. And so far you all been loving it. So thank you for cheering it on. I appreciate all the support of that one. With that, I hope this served you guys as a session. Thank you again for being a subscriber, being a fan, following my work. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the support of the books and the courses, our coaching programs, everything we're doing in Transformation Week and HPX. I appreciate all of you. And as usual, don't forget, every single day, as Denise always says, you can go out and be ordinary, or today, you can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go be extraordinary. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion.
The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.